WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers were forced to settle for a split of a four-game series in the Rocky Mountains after dropping a 4-3 decision to Colorado yesterday. The Rockies touched starter Tobias Myers for 3 runs in the first 2 innings, watched Milwaukee tie the score in the 6th, then scored the game winner on a Jake Cave homer in the bottom of that same inning. Myers took the loss. Things don't get any easier on the West Coast swing as the Brewers take on the West Division leading Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles. Aaron Civale is scheduled to make his first start for Milwaukee after this week's trade. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 8:35 and the first pitch will be at 9:10. There's still more to prove for the Packers' youthful receiving corps. Pro Football Focus says some nice things in its latest report that ranks the NFL's top receiving groups. Green Bay comes in at number 14. PFF recognizes the potential of Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, and Dontavian Wicks, but rates the group in the middle of the pack of 30 teams. Wide receivers who performed for the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions were ranked higher, all in the top 10. Signing free agent forward Taurean Prince is called a good move by Yardbarker.com, but not nearly enough to keep the Bucks competitive in the NBA Eastern Conference. Prince is expected to thrive as part of a second unit, but big changes are still needed. The analyst report says Brook Lopez and Chris Middleton seem to have lost a step. The report was published online the day after general manager John Horst gave indications Milwaukee could go with what is now Yardbarker.com says Prince is just a band-aid for a much larger problem. And the Greek national team rolled over Egypt on Thursday in the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament by a score of 93-71. Greece did it without Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is suffering an injury against the Dominican Republic. It's not considered a major problem for the two-time NBA Most Valuable Player. Before he was hurt, Antetokounmpo scored 32 points in just over 18 minutes of court time. Whether he'll play when Greece meets Luka Doncic's Slovenia team in the semifinals tomorrow is unknown. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.